Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF in the 8 o'clock hour. And joining me in over the phones here is Charles Skank with Skank Insurance. Good morning. How are you today, sir?
Good morning, Kyle. It's a beautiful day. The verse I have on my mind this morning is Psalms chapter 91, verse 2. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in Him will I trust. It's just a very important reminder as we go through life to remember who we're relying on.
Yes, exactly. He's that solid rock you build your house on.
That's right. That's right. And there's that's the main thing in life. That's the only thing that really matters ultimately. So my dad his voice is down today and not feeling that great. So I'm here, but I'm doing great. And we can be found at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. Or you can find us on the internet at INS, the number 4, the letter U, now.com, INS4UNOW.com. Or you can find us on Facebook.
All right. Well, we hope for a speedy recovery for your dad. Hopefully that throat issue clears up for him. And, you know, so we get into this morning. So last week you guys kind of talked about holds in Medicare, and you got some more on that that we want to hit on this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I mentioned last week, Medicare is sort of like a slice of Swiss cheese. It has some holes in it, and there's some things that original Medicare does not cover. And last week we talked about the 20% that Medicare does not cover. It covers 80, but there's a 20% hole that just keeps going and going. But the next hole that I would like to talk about in Medicare is cancer, heart attack, and stroke. And you might say, well, doesn't it cover chemo, or doesn't it cover treatment for cancer or stroke or heart attack? And the answer is it largely does. But there are added expenses when those events occur. There can be added expenses. For example, with cancer, most of the time nowadays there's something called oral chemo. And oral chemo can run anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 easily, and it's not covered by original Medicare. There's no drug plan that has oral chemo on it as a covered medication, and it's not uncommon at all for people to have those very high costs for treatment. Now, some people say, well, if I get cancer, I don't want treatment, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen. I'm just going to go on down the road until God takes me home. And that is an option. But a lot of times people have family that are traveling to see them, or maybe a spouse is taking off of work, or all kinds of things. And so we have policies where you can pay so much a month. And if there is a diagnosis of cancer, heart attack, or stroke, you can get $10,000, $20,000, even $55,000, up to $75,000, that a check that can be written out to you. You don't have to have that much in expenses, but that's just a check that is written out to you for the diagnosis of those events. And for a heart attack and stroke, once again, it might keep a spouse from working. It might mean that your children have to come in from out of town, or somebody has to come in to care for you in that event. And any one of those things happen, cancer, heart attack, or stroke, you can get a lump sum of money that is paid out to you in cash directly. And I don't know how many times we've seen that happen with our clients, where a diagnosis happens, they get a check, and it doesn't make it go away, but it certainly can ease. these things when we have those unexpected expenses.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about, you know, those are three very big, you know, health issues: cancer, a stroke, or a heart attack. And you know, some of those can come on very, very suddenly. And you know, there's a lot of things that kind of go with that. When I was really young, I was about 5 or 6. My grandma had a stroke, and I remember kind of like, you know, it's a burden because it's such a, you know, it could be kind of a tragic thing, but it also becomes a financial burden. So any kind of help with that is just, you know, something that is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, it doesn't make it go away, but it gives you some resources. And I would say especially, I would say this is really good for anybody to consider. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, the maximum out-of-pocket for the Medicare Advantage plan is anywhere from about $4,000, sometimes up to $10,000 that your Advantage plan has. And if you have cancer, there's a very high chance you're almost guaranteed to hit that maximum out-of-pocket. And you can hit it in 1 year. Let's say you get diagnosed in the fall and you hit the maximum out-of-pocket in the fall. Then you go restart in January the 1st, have another maximum out-of-pocket. And so you could be out, if it's $5,000, you could be out $10,000 in just a few months without blinking an eye.
Yeah, which is, you know, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, there's some really costly expenses when it comes to that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, that's good for sure.
So, drug plans cover medications, but they have to be on formulary. And one of the problems with cancer is the drugs that treat cancer are covered by almost no plans. So this just gives some peace of mind and some help to people that if this diagnosis happens, there's going to be an extra cash there to help them get through that time.
Which I mean, like you said, that's a big deal. Takes that kind of helps with the financial burden side of things. So that's good. What are some other things that it can, you know, kind of help with or you know, you got to talk about this morning?
So, like I said, it's cash. It's for traveling expenses. It's for whatever expenses you might need to cover. Trying to think, there's another hole in Medicare that I want to talk about this morning, but maybe we should go to the break, and we'll cover that one when we come back.
Okay, yeah, we will take a short break here, and we will come back with some more here with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. We'll be right back after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Back here on the Mighty 690 with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, and we're talking about holes in Medicare. And so you kind of teased that there was another one we want to talk about. So what's the next hole in Medicare that we're talking about this morning?
Well, that is prescription drugs. Original Medicare did not cover prescription drugs. And then in 2006, the first drug plans were made available for Medicare. But if you get on just original Medicare only, you will not get a drug plan. You have to add that manually or individually. And so, as everyone knows, medication costs can rise and rise, and sometimes they can be hundreds of dollars a month. And a drug plan, it comes along and helps to cover that hole that original Medicare left behind. And so we help our clients when they're turning 65 or new to Medicare to get on a drug plan. And we do that by entering a list of all of their medications and putting them in the computer. And then the computer gives us a list of the most cost-effective drug plans for that list of medications. And so we don't have any loyalty particularly to any company. What we're looking for is the lowest annual cost for your medications. That's what we're aiming for. And by the way, that can change. It can be different almost every year sometimes. There's some years this company is better, some years another company is better. And it's not about better, it's most cost effective. And so every year we try to run that list for our clients and input those in. The computer tells us, hey, this plan for this year is going to cover their medications the most cost-effective way, and that's the plan we go with. So drug plans have different premiums that you pay for them. They can range anywhere from about $7. I've seen them over $100. And so sometimes it can be tempting to think that if I get a more expensive drug plan, it's going to cover my medications better. But really, all you wind up doing is paying out more money in premiums that you could be having savings. And so we don't look at the cheapest premium. We look at the plan that has the lowest annual cost. And if you're on Medicare, and it's a good idea to review every October the 15th through December 7th, to make sure you're on the most cost-effective drug plan. Otherwise, you could just be paying out unnecessary dollars and money that could be going spent elsewhere. So if you're new to Medicare, you can join a drug plan when you're first getting on Medicare Part B, or if you're already on Medicare, the only time you can change that drug plan is from October the 15th through December 7th, called annual election period. And so that's an annual time where you can evaluate and make sure you're on the most cost-effective plan.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, you get on so many medications, you have a hard time balancing that, and those can get more expensive, and like you said, they change from a year-to-year basis. So having something that can, you know, input all those medications in and then figure out what's the most effective, cost-effective, plan to be on, it sounds really important.
Yeah, and some people say, well, hey, this was the best plan last year. I'm just going to stay on it again for another year. And maybe that's the best plan, but it might not be the best plan either, because even if your medications didn't change, the formularies or the formulary that your drug plan has might have changed, and so it might cover your drug in a different way. Or there might be another plan that actually has a better formulary that better fits your needs more cost-effectively for the upcoming year. And so we're not really, this is sort of like a gas station. That's what I compare it to. If gas is, 50 cents cheaper over here, that's where I'm going to go get gas. I'm not really, I guess some people can be loyal to a gas station, but most people are looking for the most cost-effective way to get gas for their car. And that's sort of how to view it with the drug plans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you know, with your gas metaphor there, it may, just because one's cheaper, you kind of spend the extra gas to get there, doesn't mean that it's necessarily better. So looking at cost effective versus maybe cheaper is a good way to look at it.
Right. So those are the two holes in Medicare I wanted to cover today. Cancer, heart attack, and stroke. There's added expenses when those things happen, and we help people get on a cancer, heart attack, and stroke policy, or we have cancer-only policies that people can get on, where if, you know, if cancer strikes, they can get a lump sum of cash that will help them. And also with prescription drugs. If you're on Medicare now, there's really not much you can do about your drug plan until you get to October 15th through December 7th. But mark your calendar, give us a call, and we'll be happy to make sure you're on the best plan that's available.
All right. And before we wrap up, you want to remind people how to find you, where to find you, all the information that they need?
Yeah. So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. And you can find us on the internet at INS, the number four, the letter U, now, INS4UNOW.com. Or you can find us on Facebook.
And, of course, you can hear Skank Insurance on Wednesdays and Fridays here on the Mighty 690.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully your dad recovers, and we look forward to hearing from you guys again next week.
Thank you. Have a great day. Good to talk to you.
Yes, absolutely. You take care. Have a great weekend as well.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Thanks to Skank Insurance for giving us some great information about some holes in Medicare this morning.